This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
I do solemnly swear.
I, Pamela Bondi, do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday.
Shannon Bream on the line with us this morning. Shannon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. You obviously heard Pam Bondi being sworn in by Clarence Thomas there. She wasted no time. Did she like immediately defund sanctuary cities?
I mean, she's going after it. There is, you know, a list of priorities that she's got. And listen, she has been aligned with President Trump for a long time. People who know her from her stint as Florida Attorney General think this is exactly what you would expect from her. And that's what you're getting.
It wasn't there a question the last time there was some attempt to do this? There were lawsuits filed immediately questioning whether or not whoever did it in government had the authority to stop those federal funds from going to individual cities. Do I remember that right?
And I think that you're going to see more of that. I think obviously everything with the new Trump administration is doing is immediately going to court. And I think that some of these lawsuits are already drafted. They know what is coming. But what's been interesting to me with this conversation about sanctuary cities this time around is that you do have members of the Trump inner circle saying, hey, it's possible we go after local officials who try to impede in any way or protect people who are here illegally. There's been a lot of conversation about this, including the back and forth between Border Czar Tom Homan and New Jersey's governor.
Yes.
So it's not just about trying to block the money, which that language is in the executive orders that came from President Trump. There's also language saying we may pursue civil and criminal penalties against people who block our efforts. And they keep saying that could include local officials and state officials.
I think it was the Denver mayor who had said, go ahead and throw me in jail. So you're saying that it actually could come to that, where they would have the legal authority potentially to throw one of these officials in jail if they are in any way making it difficult or stopping the Trump administration from deporting people?
I think that in the end, I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but I think the Trump administration would want to check the optics of that.
Yeah.
I think there are Democrats who would say, ooh, this will be a win for me. Throw me in jail. You're going to look terrible that I'm trying to protect innocent people and grandmothers and, you know, babies and whatever. So I got to think that there would be more of a civil penalty situation probably if they tried to go after some of these officials. And I've watched this with many cases, you guys probably have too. People who are trying to stand up for something are much more likely to be willing to throw in jail. It makes their point, and the optics tend to breed a lot of sympathy for them. When they're paying a daily fine of $1,000, $10,000, that adds up really quickly and often changes minds. It doesn't play the same publicly as getting thrown in jail.
Ooh, yeah, maybe that's why Phil Murphy backed off of his claim that he had an illegal living in his garage. I'm just guessing there.
Let's add up real quickly.
Shannon, have you seen the USAID reporting that some of this funding was going to Politico? I mean, as an organization that represented itself as a journalistic organization, even if I might have always perceived a slant to the reporting.
Yeah, I mean, the initial reporting that I saw said that it was for subscriptions, so that there were some foreign entities that were getting this. You know, I love an old-fashioned, like, hard copy of something. Yes. I like to get that. I used to love when I walked in the newsroom, there's stacks of newspapers there. That's kind of what I envisioned from the initial reporting on this, is that someone somewhere was saying, okay, we're going to have these U.S. publications. Politico is going to be one of them that we have in our operation, so people know what's going on in the U.S. But, you know, some more digging that I've heard about this morning sounds like there may be more to it than that. I haven't seen it personally, but that was my initial take on it.
Yeah, this thing just keeps getting uglier. And, you know, I heard the White House spokesman Caroline Leavitt make reference to this in her briefing the other day. But she said the rhetoric, the calls for war and violence in the street, if that was coming from Republicans, it strikes me there'd be, she said, a lot different tone in this room today.
Yeah, and what's interesting is I think a lot of folks in the mainstream media are now willing to admit that. They're having to stop and say, all right, if the shoe was on the other foot, how would we be reporting this? And I do think that it's affecting, you know, how people make decisions about what gets out there, because you're right. If you have a press conference where there are a number of people, some of them yelling, some of them very passionate, some of them talking about, you know, yeah, take it to the streets, this is war. It doesn't play as well, apparently, in the mainstream media when it comes from the right side of the aisle.
No, it certainly doesn't. I know there's a couple of confirmation hearings that might happen this week. Patel, is that right? Is he up next?
Yeah, I think he is, and also I think Russell votes to lead the OMB. He is one that Democrats have really been most fervently, vocally upset about recently because, you know, those are funding decisions.
Yes.
And there are big ways that you can control federal policy coming through the executive branch through those funding decisions. So Democrats are doing everything they can to slow these votes down. I think knowing almost all of them are guaranteed to cross the finish line, but they're going to try to make it as painful as possible for the Trump administration.
Yeah, well, I know Kilmeade asks you this all the time, but who's in your lineup besides him on Sunday?
Well, we are live from the Super Bowl on Sunday, and our exclusive on-set guest is Speaker Mike Johnson, who is in the middle of everything that's trying to be accomplished right now on Capitol Hill. He's got folks fighting against him, some within his own party and plenty across the aisle, but we'll do a deep dive on how they're planning to try to get the Trump agenda done with a lot of potential roadblocks there.
I think I heard Trump will be attending the Super Bowl,
I did
right?
hear that, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy, crazy place.
And Taylor Swift, right? That'll be the is Taylor
sure
Swift going to get more coverage than Trump?
I mean, listen, the president and Tay-Tay may be in the same box.
Gosh,
maybe they find some common ground. I don't know.
That would be funny. Do you have a seat, Shannon? I'm assuming.
I do.
Good.
I do, only because I'm working, and I am very grateful to Fox for the seat to go to. It should be a lot of fun.
All right, go Chiefs.
Oh, okay. We know where you're going.
All right. Shannon, we'll see you Sunday. Thank you.
Okay, see you then.
All right, take care. Shannon Bream there. Love getting her on here.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.